Okay, as far as how guys will be listed going into the game, DeMarcus obviously out. Emmanuel will be questionable. Emmanuel did not practice today. Came out, tried to go a little bit, still sore. So we'll check him tomorrow, probably a game time decision. Peyton's listed as probable. He practiced today, practiced well. Lewis is probable. Shane Ray's probable. Jordan Norwood's probable. Owen Daniels probable. Virgil Green the same. Ronnie the same. CJ the same. And Ryan Harris the same. So I think I hit them all. So here you go, Patrick. I'll take that.
Do you still feel the same level of confidence that Emmanuel would play?
Well, I just, I would say that I thought that there would be a little bit more today, but he came out. He did some of the early work with us. And was really sore, so we just said, hey, let's give it another day. We'll check him tomorrow morning, see how he's doing, and probably it's probably going to be a game time decision. So, we know it's bothering him, but we'll see if he can get there.
You guys have made a point to play a lot of guys from the beginning of training camp. How important is it young guys step up this week?
Well, it's what I just got through talking to him about. We're going into this game, I'm missing a couple of great players and leaders. I told him, the thing for me, watching him practice this week, watching Shane practice, watching Kayvon practice, watching Bubba, those guys are getting ready to play, and it takes us all over the course of a season. But I like the way those guys have worked this week for their opportunity. They know they're going to be called on more than they have in the past. So, but I like the way they've worked.
With Shane, obviously, was seeing how he was coming off the pad practice yesterday. How did he look today?
He's fine. He's good. He's full go today. He's had a really good week. That's a kind of a blessing for us because we didn't know if he's going to be able to get there this week, but he's been fine, so he's ready to go. We'll play them all, and you may even see Kenny a little bit, but we need them all. So.
Gary, he kind of said that he felt like he was sort of rounding into form when he got hurt. Was that
your I agree with that. He was playing well, and but I think he has come back the same way he left during that period of time. So I like the way he's practiced this week. He's had a good week of work, not only defensively, but scout team. Giving us a good look, so he's had a really good week of work, and I think we need to be smart with our reps and play all those guys. But I'm expecting him to have a big second half, this season.
Gary, I asked Wade yesterday this, but after a bye week, even though you know the Chiefs well, would you expect something?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The first time we played them, there's 3 days of preparation, and now they've had, 12, 13 days to prepare for. So, yeah, you're gonna probably see some things different. It's always that way within a division, second time around. So they're a good football team. They've been playing very well, and they're going to be as fresh as you can be in this league. So we know that.
Is it an unfair assessment to say that Cody Latimer, a second-round pick, has been a little bit of a disappointment, not as productive?
He has not been a disappointment with me. I've been with him now for 8 weeks. I think it's a matter of time before something good happens for Cody. He played well, and he's had his opportunities to play. The ball just hasn't come his way, but I think when those things happen, they happen in bunches. Cody's working to be a good pro, and that's all you can ask as a coach. So, he's ready to go this week. I think good things are going to happen for this young man before this year's out. I do.
How has Vernon Davis looked just in terms of?
He's been good. He's much more, I don't want to say involved, but he's much more comfortable this week with the entire game plan as compared to last week. We were spotty in what we were doing. So he's ready to go. Watching him work out here, some extra. So he'll continue to get more involved. And like I said, our tight end position played well last week. He had a lot to do with that. The fact that he was on the field helped some other guys get open.
I'm assuming more than 9 snaps, though, for Gary.
Yeah, he's going to definitely play more. We got down. We got into some hurry-up verbiage on the line of scrimmage. Those were the things he wasn't kind of up with us on. So that's why he kind of got the loss there at times. But he's much more available this week from a standpoint of what he knows, I think.
That's what I was going to ask. You feel pretty good about him?
That's the biggest thing, working with listening to Peyton's verbiage and listening to him talk and changing things, how we do things. So Peyton's much more comfortable with him this week. He's much more comfortable, too.
There's been a lot of movement along the offensive line, but it seems like Michael Schofield's really settled into his stuff.
Yeah, Michael's been, I don't want to say a pleasant surprise. Michael's just went in and done his job. We've had some issues at tackle and some of the things going on. But the fact that Michael's went over there and it's been a quietly good performance, steady performance by him. I think he continues to get better. He's playing against some good players. And, I think our confidence in Michael has grown and Michael's confidence as a pro is growing as we go. Yeah.
How much more did Peyton do today and how?
He did everything. He took his full Friday and, looked good. Threw the ball around good, moved good, so he had a good day.
You just said with running back, have you made a decision on
this? I don't know. Me and Eric will talk about it and see how it goes.
Gary,
Last one, Jeff?
He's a big secret.
Houston got loose a couple times in the week 2 game. What have you seen from those two?
Well, they get guys loose, Jeff. I mean, they're going to bring more than you have sometimes. You know, that's a big problem with these guys. And they really rush the passer well. They play a lot of man behind it, so we're going to have to get our work done quick on the back end, get the ball gone. But I think that's what they do best. And, you know, they can get to the quarterback. So probably going to be some times where they've got more than we got. So ball's got to go.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, y'all have a good day.